Well, Shabbat Shalom to everybody out there in cyberspace and here. Start the video because of the countdown. Shrink that. Put up the study and we're ready. Shabbat Shalom. We're one of Messiah congregation, Kahal Chad B'Mashiach, just a little piece of the Israel of God around the world. And today's God's holy day. It's the Sabbath. Let's ask God to bless and anoint this reading today. Heavenly Father, we thank and praise you, God, for another day. It's your day. We ask you to praise. We ask you to give us the thanks. We give you the thanks and the praise in Yeshua's name. We ask you to bless everyone today. Bless the reading. Let us learn something new. We thank you for everything, Father. We thank you for eternal life. We thank you for one day we're going to be with you. We give you the praise and honor in Yeshua's name. Amen. There's my website. And there's my phone number. And there's my email in case you want to talk to me. Today we're still at Forest Crossing Boulevard in Franklin, Tennessee. That's where we are. And unfortunately, we're still using the Gregorian calendar from Pope Gregory from the 1500s in the 21st century. Today is February 7, 2026. And it's a crazy day. I'm not even going to read this to you. It's a day of purification of some pagan thing. However, we're now in the 11th month of God called Shabbat, day 18. That's found in Zechariah 1:7. Upon the 24th day of the 11th month, which is the month Sivan, or Shabbat, there it is right there. Today's topic, I just want to talk a little bit about the truth.
Yeah.
The truth. 1 John 2:4. He that said, I know him, and keeps not his commandments, is a liar, and the truth is not in him. That's an interesting thing. Think of all the people out there that they go to the wrong church and stuff like that. They're liars and the truth is not in them. I have not written unto you because you know not the truth, but because you know it. And no lie is of the truth, right? No lie. Paul tells the Thessalonians, God shall send them strong delusion that they shall believe a lie. Why? That they all might be damned who believe not the truth, but have pleasure in unrighteousness. So the truth is very important. Here's Psalm 15. Jehovah, who shall abide in your tabernacle? Who shall dwell in your holy hill? Let's find out. He that walks uprightly and works righteousness and speaks the truth in his heart. Amen. He that backbites not with his tongue, nor does evil to his neighbor, nor takes up a reproach against his neighbor, in whose eyes a vile person is contemned, but he honors them that fear Jehovah. Amen. We all fear Jehovah. And also, he that swears to his own hurt and changes not. He that puts not out his money to usury, nor takes reward against the innocent, he that does these things shall never be moved. Amen. That's really important. Psalm 60 says, O God, you have cast us off, you have scattered us, you have been displeased. O turn yourself to us again. You have made the earth to tremble. You have broken it. Heal the breaches thereof, and it shakes. You have showed your people hard things. You have made us to drink the wine of astonishment. It's people from the past. You have given a banner to them that fear you, that it may be displayed because of the truth. Amen, Selah. Here's another psalm. Oh, praise Jehovah, all you nations. Praise him, all you people. For his merciful kindness is great toward us, and the truth of Jehovah endures forever. Praise Yah. Amen. Here's Psalm 119. Your righteousness is an everlasting righteousness, and your law is the truth. Amen. God's law is the truth. Miss Nick, we're keeping the law today. We're keeping the Ten Commandments. Most of the people are not. Proverbs 23. Buy means to get or acquire the truth, and sell it not. Also, wisdom and instruction and understanding. Isaiah 26. In that day shall the song be sung in the land of Judah. We have a strong city. Salvation will guard a point for walls and bulwarks. Open the gates that the righteous nation may keep the truth, may enter in. We keep the truth of God. Amen. You will keep in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on you because he trusts in you. Amen. We trust in God. Trust you in Jehovah forever, for in Jehovah is everlasting strength. He brings down them that dwell on high, the lofty city, he lays it low. He lays it low even to the ground. He brings it even to the dust. Here's a few verses in Jeremiah 5. Run you to and fro through the streets of Jerusalem, and see now, and know, and seek if the in the broad places thereof, if you can find a man, is if there be any that execute judgment, that seek the truth, and I will pardon it. The truth is really important. And though they say, Jehovah lives, surely they swear falsely. Jehovah, you are not your eyes upon the truth? It is. God's eyes are upon the truth. Here's a few verses in Zechariah 8. These are the things that you shall do. Speak every man truth with his neighbor. Execute the judgment of truth and peace in your gates. Let none of you imagine evil in your hearts against his neighbor, and love no false oath. For all these things do I hate, says Jehovah. We don't know anything that God hates, right? Here's something in the book of Mark. One of the scribes came, having heard them reasoning together, and perceiving that he had answered them well, asked him, what is the first commandment of all? Well, Yeshua answered him, the first of all the commandments is, Hear, O Israel, Jehovah our God is one Jehovah. And you shall love Jehovah your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and with all your strength. This is the first commandment. And the second commandment, namely, is this. You're supposed to love your neighbor as yourself. A lot of people left us. They don't love their neighbors as themselves. I could tell that. There's none other commandment greater than these. The scribe said unto him, Well, Master, you have said the truth. For there is one God, and there's none but other but he. And to love God with all your heart and with all your understanding, with all your soul, with all your strength, and to love your neighbor as himself is more than all burnt offerings and sacrifices. Amen. His brother John, he says, Marvel not at this. The hour is coming in the which they that are in the grave shall hear his voice. Wow. And shall come forth, they that have done good unto the resurrection of life. That's what we want to be, in the resurrection of life, Father. And they that have done evil unto the resurrection of damnation. Yeshua said, I can of my own self do nothing. As I hear, I judge, and my judgment is just, because I seek not mine own will, but the will of the Father that sent me. Amen. If I bear witness of myself, my witness is not true. That's right. There's another that bears witness of me, and I know that the witness which he witnesses of me is true. You sent unto John, and he bare witness unto the truth. Amen. But I received not testimony from man, but these things I say that you might be saved. He was a burning and shining light, and you were willing for a season to rejoice in his light, in John's light. I have greater witness than that of John, Yeshua said. The works which the Father had given me to finish, the same works that I do bear witness of me, that the Father had sent me. Amen. And the Father himself, which had sent me, had bore witness of me. You have neither heard his voice at any time nor seen his shape. That's right. Brother John says, then said Yeshua to those Jews which believed on him, if you continue in my word, then are you my disciples indeed. And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Amen. They answered him, we be Abraham's seed, and we're never in bondage to any man. How say you, we shall be made free? Yeshua answered them, verily, verily, I say unto you, whosoever commits sin is the servant of sin. And the servant abides not in the house forever, but the son abides forever. If the son therefore shall make you free, you shall be free indeed. I know that you're Abraham's seed, Yeshua said, but you seek to kill me, because my word had no place in you. I speak that which I have seen with my father, and you do that which you have seen with your father, the devil. They answered and said unto him, Abraham is our father. Yeshua said unto them, if you were Abraham's children, you would do the works of Abraham. And now you seek to kill me, a man that had told you the truth, which I have heard of God. This did not Abraham. You do the deeds of your father. Then say they to him, we be not born of fornication. We have one God, even we have one Father, even God. Yeshua said unto them, if God was your father, you would love me. I proceeded forth and came from God. Neither came of myself, but the Father sent me. Why do you not understand my speech? Even because you cannot hear my word. Amen. He comes right out and said, Yeshua comes right out and tells him, you're of your father the devil, and the lusts of your father you will do. He was a murderer from the beginning and abode not in the truth, because there's no truth in him. When he speaks a lie, he speaks of his own, for he's a liar and the father of it. And because I tell you the truth, you believe me not. Which of you is going to convince me of sin? Who's going to make me sin? And if I say the truth, why do you not believe me? He that is of God hears God's words. You therefore hear them not, because you're not of God. Wow, it's pretty powerful stuff, Yeshua is saying. Yeshua says, let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me, Yeshua. Amen. My Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. Isn't that nice? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, that there I am, there you may be also. Amen. And whither I go, you know, and the way you know. Thomas said unto him, Lord, we know not whither you go, and how can we know the way? Yeshua said unto him, Thomas, I am the way, I am the truth, and I am the life. No man comes unto the Father but by me. Amen. Here's John again. I have given them your word, Yeshua said, and the world have hated them because they are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. Amen. We're not of this world. I pray not that you should take them out of the world, but that you should keep them from the evil. They are not of the world, even as I am not of the world, Yeshua says. Yeshua says, sanctify, bless them. Sanctify them through your truth, for your word is truth. Amen. As you have sent me into the world, even so now, even so have I also sent them into the world. And for their sakes I sanctify myself, that they also might be sanctified through the truth. Neither pray I for these alone, but for them also which shall believe in them through their word, that's us, that they all may be one as you, Father, are in me, and I in you, that they also may be one in us, that the world may believe that you have sent me. Amen. And the glory which you gave me, Father, I have given them, that they may be one, even as we are one. Yeshua says, I in them, and you in me, that they may be made perfect in one. That the world may know that you have sent me, and have loved them even as you have loved me. Amen. Father, I will that they also whom you have given me be with me where I am, that they may behold my glory which you have given me, for you loved me before the foundation of the world, Yeshua said. That's right. O righteous Father, the world had not known you, but I have known you, and these have known that you sent me. And I have declared unto them your name, and will declare it, that the love wherewith you have loved me may be in them, and I in them. Amen. Here's Paul to the Romans. He says, for the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who hold the truth in unrighteousness. Because that which may be known of God is manifest in them, for God had showed it unto them. For the invisible things of him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. Amen. Because that when they knew God, they glorified him not as God, neither were thankful, but became vain in their imaginations, and their foolish heart was darkened. Wow. Professing themselves to be wise, they became fools. And they changed the glory of the incorruptible God into an image made like to corruptible man, and to birds, and to four-footed beasts, and creeping things. Wherefore God also gave them up to uncleanness, to the lust of their own hearts, to dishonor their own bodies between themselves, who changed the truth of God into a lie. They changed the truth of God into a lie. Isn't that terrible? And they worshipped and served the creature more than the Creator, who is blessed forever. Amen. And for this is the cause that God gave them up unto vile affections, even their women to change the natural use which is against nature. That's lesbians, yes. That's women with women. And likewise also the men, leaving the natural use of the woman, burned in their lust one toward another. Men with men, working that which is unseemly, and receiving in themselves the recompense of their error, which was met. That's homosexuality. There it is. Who, knowing the judgment of God, that they which commit such things are worthy of death, not only do the same, but have pleasure in them that do them. The judgment of God is in the Torah. You got to read the Torah to know the truth of God. Paul tells the Galatians, "O foolish Galatians, who had bewitched you that you should not obey the truth, before whose eyes Yeshua the Messiah had been evidently set forth, crucified among you?" Am I therefore become your enemy because I tell you the truth? I hope not. Paul tells the Ephesians, "If so be that you have heard him and have been taught by him, as the truth is in Yeshua." In case you didn't, I'm sure you all know that, right? Paul tells Timothy, "Some people are ever learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth." That's right. Here's 2 Timothy. "For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lust shall they heap to themselves teachers, having itching ears. And they shall turn away their ears from the truth, and shall be turned into fables." Paul tells Titus, "Paul, a servant of God and an apostle of Yeshua the Messiah, according to the faith of God's elect and the acknowledging of the truth which is after godliness, in hope of eternal life." Amen. We thank God for eternal life one day, which God, that cannot lie, promised before the world began, "but had in due times manifested his word through preaching, which is committed unto me according to the commandment of God our Savior, not giving heed to Jewish fables and commandments of men that turned from the truth." Right. "If we say that we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth." Wow. This thing tomorrow, all the people that go to church, they all think they have fellowship with the Messiah. They got the wrong Yeshua. Yeah. They lie and do not the truth. "But if we walk in the light, as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Yeshua the Messiah, his son, cleanses us from all sin." Amen. "If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us." Amen. "And hereby we know that we are of the truth, and our hearts, and shall assure our hearts before him." Amen. Yeshua answered, "My kingdom is not of this world. If my kingdom were of this world, there would my servants fight, that I should not be delivered to the Jews. But now is my kingdom not from here." This guy Pilate therefore said unto him, "Are you a king?" Then Yeshua answered, "You say that I am a king. To this end was I born, and for this cause did I come into the world, that I should bear witness unto the truth. Everyone that is of the truth hears my voice," Yeshua said. Pilate said unto him, "What is truth?" Wow, what a devil. "And when he had said this, he went out again unto the Jews and said unto him, I find no fault at all in him at all." Thessalonians, 2 Thessalonians, "We are bound to give thanks always to you, to God, for you brothers and sisters, beloved of the Lord, because God had from the beginning chosen you to salvation through sanctification of the Spirit and belief of the truth, where he called you by our gospel to the obtaining of the glory of our Lord Yeshua the Messiah." Amen. Therefore, brothers and sisters, all I could say is, stand fast and hold the traditions which you have been taught, whether by the Word of God or by my websites, right?
Studies.
My studies, yes. Now, Lord Yeshua the Messiah himself, and God, even our Father, which have loved us and have given us everlasting consolation and good hope through grace, comfort your hearts and establish you in every good word and work. So this is not a long study, but in closing for now, Paul tells the Corinthians, we can do nothing against the truth, but for the truth. Amen. And Brother James steps in, he goes, But if you have bitter envying and strife in your hearts, glory not and lie not against the truth. Amen. Praise Yah. And I'm finished here for today. I hope you got something out of this study. May God always be with you. May God always be with you and comfort you and heal you and strengthen you. May God bless the rest of this day in Yeshua's name. May God bless the food that we eat, make it for the nourishment of our bodies. May God bless everything we do, the breaking of bread and everything else, in Yeshua's name. Amen. Shabbat Shalom, everyone. Let me stop the audio. I'll stop the video first. Shabbat Shalom, everyone. And then I'll end that. And then I'll stop the... I'll stop this right here. Shabbat Shalom, everyone. God bless you.